What I'm about to talk about is extremely serious. And what I'm going to do is explain how local governments are taking your money and funding very evil programs to actually destroy our country. What most people do not realize is that there are people in this country that have no dedication or allegiance to this country and the people in it. They can live wherever they want. They can do whatever they want because they are above the law. They can tell you how you are to act, how, what you are allowed to drive or not allowed to drive while they drive whatever they want, or how you vacation and they vacation any way they want. And this isn't just the elite. There is a whole nother level of people that have zero affiliation or allegiance or desire to see our country grow and be better. And that is what I'm about to explain. I had a conversation with someone in Chicago, so we are going to use Chicago today as an example, but this is happening all over the country. And once you understand how it's working and the matrix that they built for us based on the tax system, I think the light bulb is going to go off in a lot of people's minds today. So I was speaking with someone in the mortgage industry in Chicago, and we were talking about a video that I did yesterday that, quite frankly, ticked off a lot of people. And that was the story about they're coming to take your home. And I brought up something that many people are not, nobody's really talking about. And that there is these, there are governments all around the country that are paying or offering money so that you will take in a migrant into your home. You can make $500, even more dollars per month to take in someone in your home. What I brought up is I believe that there is a plan. Because once you accept someone in your home for money, this is not squatters' rights. Squatters are people who just show up in your home and they sit there and they occupy the home, and then they get rights based off the occupying of that home. There are laws set up for this throughout the entire country. Okay? This is different. There are these programs that are intended to pay you to take people into your home. Now, there is a contract. There is payment, and there are going to be certain rights associated with that. And if all of a sudden there's a problem, you're not going to be able to get them out of your house. And I believe this plan is going very unchecked, and it is going to lead to a lot of good-hearted people and people that need money. And because the government squeezed you through inflation, they are going to go for this, and it is going to hurt people severely, mentally, emotionally, and possibly physically. Now, that video got a lot of hate as far as people getting so angry. They have no concept, because what I'm talking about, nobody else on the internet is bringing up. And so this gentleman was talking to me about how is it that they are funding this? How are they coming up with all this money to pay to put the illegal immigrants in people's homes? They can't, and this was his words, not mine, they can't just print money, these state and local governments. And I said, yeah, actually they can. And so I used his town to pull this up. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to read another, it's not news stories. This is the website, chicago.gov, okay? And this is Chicago Social Bonds, their page on social bonds. It says, as a Chicago resident or individual investor, you can now directly invest in the city by purchasing Chicago Social Bonds. These social bonds will fund a portion of the Chicago Recovery, which is making $1.2 billion in equitable transformational investments in your city. All this is going to sound really good, and I'm going to explain what's really going on behind it. This $150 million offering will go to fund new and existing projects that provide positive social outcomes for neighborhoods across the city, such as construction of more than 2,000 units of affordable housing, establishment of safe and clean emergency shelter for people experiencing homelessness, cleanup and the sale of more than 5,000 vacant city lots, planting of trees citywide, and replacement of nearly 200 of the city's gas-powered vehicles with electric vehicles and charging stations. So far, that just sounds really nice, right? Here's the problem. Most people would read that and they would think, you're cleaning up the city and this is for our benefit. That is not for your benefit. Says this issuance is being offered to residents and individual investors before large banks and institutional investors have a chance to purchase. The first series of these social bonds will be sold by the Sales Tax Securitization Corporation. Now, let me explain a couple of things. There is a matrix that has been built ever since income tax became a thing around, what was it, 1910, 1914? I'm blanking on the dates. Income tax was not out there, wasn't a thing before the Federal Reserve came around. Federal Reserve, which is a private bank, it's not federal, it's a central bank, came into existence 3 years later, all of a sudden, poof, we've got income tax. And ever since then, and the government lied to the person back then, they said it was only for the rich, it's only for the rich. And all they did was redefine the word rich or wealthy. They just set the bar lower and lower and lower. Everyone's rich. You're all rich. Everyone's rich. And this is exactly what they're doing here, this wordsmithing. They're saying that this is, what were the words that were used? I'm blanking out on that part, but what they did is they just redefined all this. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. The redefining of the word positive social outcomes for neighborhoods across the city, such as they're going to redefine what they believe is positive social outcomes. See, you would think as a citizen of this town, this city, a positive social outcome is the people that live here, the Chicago citizens that are falling on hard times, we're going to take care of them. No, what we meant by that is actually people or countries that were jamming in here. We're giving them free healthcare. Where's that money come from? You'll find out in a second. We're going to give them free money for room and board. And that's it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to flood millions and millions and millions and millions of people into this country doing that. And you're going, where's this money coming from? Well, going back to the taxation of our country through income tax, ever since people started becoming taxed, the government goes, hey, there's ways that you can not be taxed if you'll do this, this, and this. And one of the ways that most people get out of tax, because they can't comprehend paying that, you know, whatever percentage it is, they want to lower it by shoving money into the banker's hands for your future. Rather than you taking your money after taxes and building businesses, investing, and doing things yourselves, the bankers have figured out a way to make all the banking seem so difficult. Finance is so difficult. Just leave it to us. What they do is for every buck they make, they give you a pittance. 8%, 9%, 10%, 10 cents on the dollar they make, they keep it all in fees. But all the American public can think about is, yeah, but I'm saving on tax. I'm saving on tax. They can't comprehend. And I've got to tell you, everyone that's ever told me I didn't pay any taxes here, like, what do you mean? Like, oh, I got a refund. I'm like, well, wait a minute, hold on. Let me see your tax return. And I go, let's look on the front page of your tax return. This is how much you actually paid. And their mouth drops. All they see is, did I have to write a check to the IRS or did I get a refund or did I break even? You actually don't look at how much you actually paid because you never saw it. This is taken out of your check. Most people don't think past what they see on that paycheck. They don't look at all the mechanics behind this. And so it was an interesting matrix that's been built up. Well, now with all that said that I just said, understand this every single day, millions, tens, hundreds, if not billions of dollars are moving in to the pension system. Everybody is putting money in and it's flowing into these bankers' hands and they get to control it, bank, and they can go and gamble 97% of it. This is not a joke. These are real percentages. They only have to hold 3% back in your account in case there's a bank run or a problem. But they could take 97% of it and recklessly, whatever they would do, and I say recklessly because the banks have crashed before. Every year, banks go out of business and they're bailed out through an insurance policy that they paid for, right? Out of your money. It didn't come out of theirs. They paid for it out of your money, and then they recklessly spend it. What's happening now is this money flows in to wherever the bankers and evil people want to put it. This is how the system works. So now we just talked about Chicago social bonds, right? And all these great things of what they're going to do. What they're doing is they're funding very evil and nefarious things. You watch in the news the kind of crap they can pull off, you know, with when the mayor of the city just says, we're going to do this and not that. We don't care about your vote. All this crazy crap. And it's not even just Chicago. It's all over the United States. Type one if you understand how serious this is. All right, to type two, if you're just like, what is this he talking about? I'm curious how many people understand this, right? So they can, you look at the news like, how can they be so brazen? I will tell you this, it's because they have your money. They have your money, they control it. That's how they could be this brazen. The clown that sits in the White House right now, type three if you agree that he's a total clown. But is he? You see, that's what people don't understand. They're breaking laws right now and they're above the law. Because of money, money, your money, my money. And I'm going to tell you in a second how to stop this. And I want people to please try and share these videos because nobody's talking about this stuff that I can see it, that I can see. And there are people that just don't like this being out. So here we go. Thank you, Lord, for the strength to be able to warn the people. I just say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. So this is a story, or because here's what people don't understand. Your pension funds are actually funding all this ESG crap, okay? So it says here, this is out of the Chicago Sun-Times, city social bonds issue deemed a success with big and small investors. Because this last year, they put out these social governance bonds, or these social bonds, right? It says the $160 million offering will fund neighborhood projects that include vacant lot cleanups. Everything looks great, right? All they have to do is put a little bit of that money to it, and they didn't lie. Then they could put 95% to funding an invasion in our country, okay? So this is them printing money. They take out debt, and then they've got to pay back a percentage until eventually they pay the entire bond back, right? Here's the problem, too, before I get into this. I believe there is a plan. A massive default is coming throughout our nation in the bond market. And people are not going to receive that money back. This is and here's something else that I want to explain, because I have insiders from all over the country that work for big companies. I have one that works for one of the largest companies on earth, a big, very high up person told me once, he said, and he showed me some stuff of how a group in this nation, in the world, is blackmailing the biggest companies on earth to dive into this ESG stuff. They've got to become a part of it. They've got to post it on their website. If they don't post it, they're not part of the club. You are going to fall out of favor with your banks. Ironically, you're going to find yourself not getting the deals that you used to, because they built this horrible club of people that want to fund this, and they need money to fund it. It says here, Chicago's first efforts in the years to market its municipal bonds to everyday buyers instead of financial institutions was a success, resulting in lower interest rates for the city and strong investor support for community projects. They paid very little interest for these bonds. Last week, the city went to market with $160 million in what was called social bonds to fund sundry work. The offering was structured to give first crack at the bonds to individual investors, especially Chicago residents. Municipal bonds typically are gobbled up by institutions. As a result, now these are the percentages, okay? They want to make it all look good. These are the citizens buying this. The citizens are going to fund these horrible projects that in turn will destroy our city. As a result, 8% of the bond sales went to Chicago residents and 24% went to Illinois investors, said Jenny Hyung Bennett, the city's chief financial officer. All right. So 8% plus 4%, all right, or 24%. So 24% went to Illinois investors, 8% went to bonds. Okay. That doesn't add up to 100%. So let's keep reading. The bonds had high overall demand, she said. The greater the demand, the lower the interest the city must pay. Okay, well, so far you've only explained to me about what 32% of the bonds were sold. That doesn't seem like high percentage, high demand, right? Bennett says the yields on the bonds not subject to federal tax range from 2.56 to 3.86%. They also issued were taxable bonds that produce yields of 4.4 and 5.2%. Says while participation by individuals were emphasized, large investors also gravitated to the bonds. Bennett said the city saw substantial activity from investment funds focused on environmental, social, and governance standards, known as ESG. If you hear the word ESG, you need to run. She said the 11 ESG-focused investment funds acquired $88 million worth of the bonds. ESG-focused investment funds. Bennett called the offering a unique social bond. So there's the rest of your purchases, right? Big institutions bought it. In addition, though, check this out. 43 participating banks and brokerages cooperated on streamlined procedures for taking individual orders. So let me explain this. 43 banks used your money to invest in these. And the rest were bought up by large institutions that I can guarantee are third-party intermediary companies that work for your pension funds. We are in a very serious time where the government has figured out a way of using your money to fund bad things that will eventually hurt you. And this is what we need to do. It was 2010. I was a full-time firefighter. I learned about economic cycles. I'd sold all my homes by 2006. I was free. I was out. I only had 3 properties left. I learned about real estate cycles, economic cycles, and I realized that a big one was coming. A big one like the size of the Great Depression was on its way. And I decided right then and there to plan like I'd never had a pension. And so I dropped everything down to the minimums. I only put in the agency matching, which was the dollar for dollar. I only put that much in because that was an immediate, 100% gain. And then I would borrow against it every once in a while to fund my own retirement. I got out of debt. I started businesses and I paid off everything that I owed. I wanted to become my own self-governance and I walked away from the system. That's the only way that we can choke this system out. They are being funded with billions of dollars every week through your pension because you're afraid of paying taxes. Well, I'll tell you this, if you start a small side hustle, small business, you can get rid of those taxes. Most people will never do that. But honestly, that's how this country became great, was by the entrepreneurial spirit. But now it's being taken over by mega corporations that are gobbling up other corporations. And that's how we have to stop this. We have to stop funding this madness. We start businesses or we invest in things like real estate that will offer us better write-offs than just taking your money and giving it to a fund manager for your retirement. That there is no promise will be there. I had neighbors that retired with $1 million in their portfolio right before the dot-com bubble busted. I had a set of neighbors that had, I'm sorry, not of the, it was not the dot-com bubble. It was the a Great Recession. They had $1 million. They'd retired in like 2007. A year later, they found themselves, their portfolio had been cut in half and they had to go back to work. They went from owning a big concrete company to going and becoming the janitor and secretary at our local school. And then they worked an additional 10 years. And guess what? They just retired again. How do you think that's going to go? See, we have to be ready for what's coming. And part of being ready is knowing where to put our money. Our money is going to evil things. I hope you got something out of this. Thank you to everybody that's hitting the subscribe button. It means a lot to me. Thank you for everyone that hits the bell icon and shares these videos. The Economic Ninja is out.